Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Federal legislation regarding the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe's land could go to a vote on Capitol Hill as soon as today. The bill was moving forward in the House without much fanfare until President Trump tweeted last week that it was not fair, and he urged Republicans to vote against it. Here to tell us more about what's at stake with this legislation and why it's getting the president's attention is WBUR's Carrie Young. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Carrie, first give us a little background here. What's the goal of the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe Reservation Reaffirmation Act?
The goal here is to put an end to what has been a years-long legal fight over whether 321 acres of land in southeastern Massachusetts will be held in trust for the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. Now, for tribes, this trust status is a really big deal because it gives them a lot of autonomy to regulate things like taxes, natural resources, and economic development on their land. In this case, the tribe has plans for a $1 billion casino. The Mashpee Wampanoag's land was taken into trust by the U.S. Department of the Interior back in 2015 under President Obama. But last year, under President Trump, the agency reversed that decision after a legal challenge. That decision to take the land out of trust is also now being challenged in court by the tribe, but that's far from being settled, which leaves this 321 acres in somewhat of a legal limbo, which is why some members of Congress are trying this legislative route to settle the question a little bit sooner.
Why is there so much attention being paid to this land designation? What's at stake here for both sides? Can you explain?
The most headline-grabbing factor that's at stake here is the tribe's plan to build a $1 billion casino on some of the land in Taunton. Tribal leaders had been planning on some significant revenue from the casino with the expectation that it would fund various tribal services. The tribe is also reportedly millions of dollars in debt to casino giant Genting Malaysia for backing the project. But there's more at stake, too, here. Things like the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe's police force, an affordable housing development, and their natural resources department would likely not be able to continue operating if their land loses that trust status. Also at risk, I'm told, is the tribe's language immersion school, where students learn their ancestral language. Now, I talked to the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe's vice chairman, Jessie Little-Doe-Baird, back in January when this bill was first introduced. Baird told me she's grateful for the legislative effort. But she adds this whole process has been really frustrating for the community because she says the land the tribe is asking for is really just a fraction of the thousands of acres the tribe's territory used to cover.
It's ironic that we should be standing here hat in hand begging the federal government to recognize our right to less than one half of 1% of that territory, our original territory. I just don't really have words for it.
But not everyone feels that way in the area. I talked to attorney David Tennant last week, the attorney representing the 25 Taunton residents who filed the legal challenge that led to this trust status reversal. He says his clients have a lot at stake, too. He explains they're against this legislation because having a casino nearby would fundamentally change their community.
A 17-story tall hotel going 24/7 and drawing hundreds of thousands of visitors a year. That would basically destroy any community in terms of, you know, having a quiet residential neighborhood.
McCary, why did the president get involved here? This is really an issue that directly affects anyway a small group of people in Taunton.
Well, in his tweet, President Trump called this legislation a, quote, special interest casino bill that was unfair and doesn't treat Native Americans equally. But the bill's sponsors were quick to fire back, saying that Trump's opposition was about protecting a man named Matt Schlapp, who is a White House ally, a Republican lobbyist, and also the husband of Trump's communication director. Schlapp also represents the Twin River Management Group, which owns two casinos in Rhode Island that would compete with the Taunton Casino. Here's how Congressman Joe Kennedy described the situation to WBUR last week.
To have this process play out the way it did, with the amount of misinformation and what is, appears to be just blatant corruption, is disheartening to say the least, and disgusting is probably a more adequate characterization.
What are the prospects now for this legislation?
Well, despite President Trump's tweet, this legislation does have bipartisan support. Of the bill's 35 co-sponsors, 6 are Republican. But even if this does pass the House this week, no one has introduced similar legislation to the Senate yet. And based on the language in the president's tweet last week, it does seem unlikely that he'd sign a bill like this if it made it to his desk.
All right. WBUR's Carrie Young, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.